Delaware lawmakers recently left Dover without passing legislation that removes time limits on lawsuits filed by childhood sexual assault victims. From the Delaware desk, Sarah Mueller reports.
The current window for child sexual assault victims to file a claim is 2 years. The bill would have removed the time limit for victims to file retroactive lawsuits against their alleged abuser and employer. But supporters say an amendment that caps monetary damages effectively guts it. Here's bill sponsor, State Senator Nicole Poor.
It imposes arbitrary damage caps that apply only to survivors of childhood sexual abuse. No other victims of extreme negligence are singled out this way. Why should survivors of childhood sexual abuse be treated any differently?
State Senate President Dave Sekola says the caps are necessary to make sure that the alleged abuser and their employer have the resources to pay victims. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Hundreds flocked to Valley Forge National Historical Park last weekend to celebrate America's 250th. They also rang in the National Park's 50th birthday. Don Nymoli is chairman emeritus of the Valley Forge Park Alliance. He says the encampment site where General George Washington and his troops spent a winter is the birthplace of the American Army.
The concept of the Army was conceived in Philadelphia, but it was born here, because 13 separate fighting forces marched in the Valley Forge. And under Von Steuben said, they all know how to fight. They don't know how to fight together. And he trained them as one army.
The park was Pennsylvania's first state park. President Gerald Ford signed legislation to make it a national park on the nation's bicentennial. Your Philadelphia Phillies lost to the Kansas City Royals yesterday. The Phils run it back today against the Royals. The game starts at 2:10. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY.